Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I am so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that has been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, mindset, and education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. Today, we've got an exciting episode lined up for you. We're going to delve deep into the world of senior photography and explore techniques for capturing the unique personalities of high school seniors. Whether they're introverted, extroverted, artistic, athletic, academic, there are some tips and tricks to help you capture every single personality. Before we dive into the specifics, let's take a moment to appreciate the diversity of high school seniors. As photographers, our goal is to create images that not only freeze a moment in time, but also tell a story about who our subjects are. High school seniors, with their varying interests, backgrounds, personalities, offer us a rich canvas to work with. And you want to make sure that each and every one of your clients gets photos that are unique to them and their unique personality. One of the things I love most about my job is getting to know the people I photograph. I love meeting new people, creating new friendships, learning about them, what they like, what they don't like, and just building relationships. Chances are you probably enjoy the same aspect about your career as a photographer. This episode is such a powerful one because one of the most important skills we can have as photographers is meeting our clients where they are at and making them feel comfortable. The best shots that we can capture are those candid ones where our clients are comfortable, relaxed, and just being themselves. Now remember, as you listen to this episode, these are somewhat general descriptions of personalities. Not every single person fits into one of these boxes. I challenge you to take what you hear today and see how you can apply it in different ways to help connect with your clients in a new and better way. So let's dive in to how we can capture the unique personalities of our amazing senior clients. Okay, first up, we're going to talk about capturing the introverts. The first personality type is the introverted senior. These individuals are often quieter. They prefer a more intimate setting. They probably don't love having the focus on themselves. As with any client, it's crucial to make them feel comfortable. Here are a few ideas to help connect with your more introverted clients even before the shoot. Start by having a one-on-one conversation, perhaps during a pre-shoot consultation. This will help you understand their interests and what makes them tick. It will also help them get more comfortable with you. When it comes to an introvert, that is key. Another technique for introverted seniors is to choose locations that resonate with them, like a cozy coffee shop that they spend a lot of time in, or a serene park that maybe isn't super crowded. or even their own room. You want to make sure that the location allows them to flourish and not feel like their own display, because if they're introverted, that's probably not something they're going to enjoy. Locations are everything. If your client is introverted, they may not want to do their shoot in a busy area of town or a park where lots of people are around and watching. They also may not want a lot of people coming with them on the shoot and watching them because it might make them uncomfortable. So give your client some location options to choose from with the fact that they're introverted in mind, okay? That way you can work with them together to find one that they will feel most comfortable in. I would also recommend utilizing soft, natural lighting and taking candid shots to capture their genuine expressions. It may take a little bit of time to warm up to your client if they're introverted and get them comfortable with the camera, so meeting them beforehand will really go a long way in helping you do that. I remember when I first started photography in general, I would just get a phone call, they would book me, and I would never talk to them again until the day of the shoot. And when they were super extroverted, it kind of worked out fine because immediately they felt a little more comfortable. But when you had those clients that were a little more introverted and you never really talked to them or got to know them or allowed them to get to know you prior to getting to the shoot and immediately putting that camera in their face, it took a lot longer to get them comfortable to get to those good shots, right? So you want to make sure you do the job of really allowing introverts time to feel more comfortable with you and you get to know them a little bit better before you put that camera in the face. Because otherwise, you're going to end up with a good 15, 20, maybe even 30 minutes of shots that are maybe not the best because their true personality wasn't coming through yet because they were still trying to get comfortable with you taking their photo. Now, let's shift our focus to extroverted seniors. The bold extrovert personality. These are the outgoing, energetic individuals who thrive in social settings. These clients sometimes come into sessions with their own ideas and are often a little bit more comfortable with the camera. In your pre-session consultations, if you find out your client is more outgoing and wants to get creative with their shots, don't be afraid to think a little bit outside the box. Group shots with friends or dynamic action shots can be great options for outgoing clients. Consider including some friends and family or even offering a group rate if they want to combine sessions with a friend or two. They may really shine in a crowd, right? I would also consider utilizing those more busy but fun location options like vibrant city streets with unique murals, a fun park, or whatever sparks the client's interest. Remember, every client is different, but don't be afraid to take some leaps and incorporate some new fun elements into these types of sessions. I often get asked about posing, and when it comes to posing, personality is key. When you have the more introverted client, you are definitely going to have to direct them with posing a little bit more. You're going to have to make sure they feel comfortable, and you may not be able to push them into more difficult or edgy posing as you would an extrovert. So not only do locations matter when it comes to personalities, but the posing also can vary depending on the client and their personality. I often have a set number of poses that I cycle through in a photo shoot. And then after I've done those set poses in my posing flow, if the person is more of an extrovert, I know I can then push them a little bit further outside of those core poses. So it's very important to just get to know your client. Watch them as you're taking their photo. Watch them when you're not really taking their photo, those in-between moments. Get to know what you feel they might be comfortable with when it comes to posing. And if it's someone like an extrovert that you feel you can really push to a more unique, edgy, fashion forward posing, then go for it. And if you need more posing help, I have an entire posing academy that teaches my set posing flow that consists of 6 core poses and how you can get hundreds of variety of poses out of those 6 poses. You can go to www.seniorology.com/posing academy to find out more. Okay, next we have the artistic seniors. These clients often have a deep connection with creativity and self-expression, which can make your job so much fun. When you have your pre-session consultations, ask questions about their interests and find out what ways they express their creativity. Encourage them to bring props, instruments, art supplies, etc., that showcase their personality and interest. When they're able to show what they love doing, something they are passionate about doing, then they get more comfortable in front of the camera because that's their comfort zone. They spend a lot of time, you know, painting or playing an instrument or whatever their creativity they use. If they are a musician, absolutely incorporate that into their session. If they love pottery, consider shooting them behind the pottery wheel. I know one time I had a senior session in Seattle for Creative Live, and I never met the senior before. I'm not from Seattle, so there was no way for me to really meet him before our session, but I did do a lot of asking about him before I met him. So I talked to him on the phone. I found out that he was a musician, was going to college to learn about being a musician, played the guitar. So I encouraged him to bring that guitar to the session. And the very first thing I had him do before I really started posing him was to just have him play the guitar because that is something he was comfortable doing. So it allowed me to capture him in his element without him feeling uncomfortable doing poses that maybe weren't natural to him. So simply by just watching him play, I was able to capture him while he was able to get more comfortable being around me and having that camera take his photo. So explore unique angles and experiment with lighting wherever you choose to shoot to create some unique and stunning shots. Now, if you need more help with marketing to seniors, getting booked for senior sessions, making 4 figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a 6-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat and make 4 figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. And side note, the before mentioned Posing Academy is a bonus when you enroll in the semester. So you get 2 courses for 1. Now, next on the agenda, let's talk about our athletic seniors. Athletic seniors are all about movement and strength. They have worked hard throughout their educational years to develop their skills and be better at their sport. Senior athletes are facing the challenges of either stepping into collegiate sports or giving up something they love to focus on their next phase of life. I think it's so important to honor senior athletes through their photos and capture the monumental moments of their high school career. If you find out your client is an athlete, discuss the idea of shooting them in their uniform or maybe their letterman jacket or with props such as the athletic equipment or in the location where they play whatever sport they play. Use action shots to highlight their skills or opt for dramatic shots showcasing their determination and focus. Very similarly to the artistic senior, by having them do something they love, they are going to feel more comfortable. And when it comes to posing, you automatically have poses to do because there are just certain things you do when you play a sport, and those become very important poses to do in these photo shoots. So make sure that your seniors and their parents know that you would love to capture them in their athletic gear, on the athletic field, to really showcase their personalities and capture those memories. Sure, they may have quote unquote sport photos separately than senior photos, but try to incorporate their sport in a way that's not maybe done by the school photographer or whoever else may have taken that one sport photo that everybody gets. It's your job to really showcase what they love about their sport and their skills when it comes to that sport, because that is a part of who they are. Lastly, let's talk about the academically focused seniors. Academic seniors tend to be goal-oriented and intellectually driven. This could be your honor roll student, your valedictorian, or student who's heading off to a Ivy League school. For them, incorporating books, graduation caps, academic settings like libraries can be super meaningful and help tell their story. Maybe you even want to capture them in their school where they spent so much time, or with their favorite teacher who pushed them to excel in their studies. Capture their dedication to their studies and the anticipation of their next academic journey. You want to make sure you really talk to them about how you can best showcase their achievements. A lot of times I've photographed academic seniors with their speeches that they plan on giving on the day of graduation. You can do something really fun with the papers or with a podium. I've also captured them in front of their school where they spent so much time. I've definitely done a lot of senior sessions in their library with their favorite books on their favorite subject. And lastly, in their cap and gown with all of their rewards, those ropes and cords and patches and pins and all the things that they have received for all their academic success. So make sure that you find out from your seniors if they are academic or an athlete, introvert or extrovert, so you know exactly how to capture them that is very unique to them. Remember, when you're working with high school seniors of any personality type, and we only hit a few here today, communication is key. Listen to their ideas. Be flexible and encourage them to express themselves during the shoot. You would be surprised at how many fabulous ideas the senior themselves have if you just ask. And by asking, they automatically feel more comfortable with knowing they picked the right photographer for them because you've shown them that you genuinely care about what they want out of their senior photos. Make it a collaborative process, and you'll capture their true essence beautifully. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to share some additional tips that can help you excel in senior photography, regardless of the personality type you're working with. First, invest in high-quality equipment, if you haven't already. The right camera and the right lens can make a significant difference in the quality of your photos. But remember, you don't have to invest in everything out there. Just find what works for you. I know I've mentioned this on this podcast before. I, for a long time, had one camera and one lens. They were top of the line, but I did not have so many that I spent too much money on things I didn't use. So invest in the right equipment and your photos will be at that next level. Second, consider your post-processing techniques. The right editing can enhance your images and give them a unique touch that aligns with your style and your client's preferences. Lastly, never stop learning and growing as a photographer. I know I say this so often, but it is so true. No matter how long you've been in business, from 1 year to 10 years and beyond, you need to continue to learn and grow as a photographer. Attend workshops, take online courses, enroll in a coaching program, stay updated with the latest photography trends so that you are always moving forward in your senior photography business. The more you know, the better you can serve your clients. That kind of feels like an after-school special. Okay, and there you have it, guys. Our guide on how to capture the essence of every personality when photographing high school seniors. Remember, each senior is unique and they have a story to tell. And it's our privilege as their photographer to help them tell that story through our lens. Like I said at the beginning of this episode, I want you to be able to take this information with an open mind and remember, not every student is going to fit into one of these boxes. Be creative. Keep these tips in your back pocket and make sure to focus on each and every one of your clients' unique personality and story. Thank you so much for listening in today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode. And please, please, pretty please share it with your photographer friends too. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. If you have any questions, just send me a message directly. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. I'll be back next week with an all-new episode. See you then. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.